Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with David Maxwell, commenting on the Korean Peninsula and the changes under the new president, President Yi, and the confrontation with Kim of the North Korean dictatorship. The DMZ is not going to be in the future what it has been in the past. All sides are attempting to maneuver around the DMZ. Gordon Chang reports lots of activity north of the DMZ, road building, brush removing. Why? David observes that rather than become alarmed, the United Nations, that's the U.S. and its allies, participating in the Korean War decades ago, tend to talk down what could otherwise be seen as alarming or losing control of the DMZ. Here, David Maxwell explains. Moving story in Korea, the unfinished war.
David, this concerns the demilitarized zone, which is about 2.5-3 miles wide strip of land that separates North and South Korea. Through the middle of it is the MDL, the military demarcation line, which is the border between the two Koreas. North Korea has been engaging in certain activities across on its side of the DML, clearing brush, building roads, building fences, all sorts of things. Normally, you would think that the United Nations command would be extremely concerned about what the North Koreans are doing, and that the South Korean government, now under the progressive President Lee Jae-myung, would be sort of trying to sort of minimize what the North Koreans were doing. But in this case, it's exactly the opposite. It's the South Koreans who are concerned about the North Korean activities, and it's the United Nations command led by the U.S. that is saying, well, no big deal. So specifically, with regard to this dispute, what's going on here?
Well, as I said, it's political, and it's political on, you know, on all sides. And I think that, again, South Korea really seeks to take ownership of the DMZ, you know, after OPCON transition, and really move to a new structure, again, which is problematic. But that's a political I think a political goal of the South Korean administration. I think on the United Nations command side, and on, you know, the U.S. side in general, there is a strong desire to maintain stability, to maintain, you know, to prevent conflict. And this is a problem, and I'll say this critique of the United States. We are so focused on deterrence, which deterrence is good, and we want to prevent war, but we are often, I think, go to the point of deterrence where we are unwilling to risk any kind of conflict in order to maintain that deterrence. And by that, I mean, you know, we will talk down the problems that we see in order to try to maintain stability.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot.
Chalk, breathe, re-chalk.
Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.